All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, February 14th of 2025. It is Valentine's Day. Don't forget to say happy Valentine's if you got one out there. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to one of those channels, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays tomorrow, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. It is a Friday, so we do have our build review show today. Reminder that the build review show going forward is only going to be on Fridays, probably until football season comes back. And we have a lot of reviews to do over the weekend here. So build review show this Friday, build review show next Friday. If you want to get signed up, either send us an email or post in the Office Hours channel. Email is support@sabersim.com. And let me know what sports slate and site you want me to review, and I will add you to the list for the next show. All right. Pretty quiet day here. No NHL, no NBA. And, since we're on the NBA All-Star break, as a note, a couple people have asked, we are not going to have sims / projections for the Rising Stars slate today for NBA. So I got the MMA slate pulled up for tomorrow here. We could definitely talk some MMA. One question here to get us started from J. Sams Jr. When it comes to the projections for MMA, how can you tell what weight class the fighters are in? Say it again. Probably the best way is probably just looking online, weight class. It can also be, if you want to know, like, hey, what fights are three rounds, which fights are five rounds, right? I'd probably call that like getting familiar with the slate, right? I think that works, pretty well. It's just like, hey, I'm just trying to get a sense of like what's happening here and what I can kind of expect the card to look like, right? So trying to see what we got coming up. So all I did was just go to like UFC.com and then click on events. And then it could just be like as simple as like scrolling down here and then seeing what these are. So like main card fights, right, are always going to be the, no, that's not true. Okay, these are like Saturday, May. Okay, so this is the one tomorrow. Preview every fight. Okay, so like here's like a decent way to do it, right? You have like your prelims, you have your main card, and then you can even scroll down and it seems like there's information about every fight. So that information should be like somewhere on the internet, right? If you have access to a sports book, that could be another good way to do it, right? You want to pull up like a sports book and like look at the odds and things like that. That should be another good way. I don't know if it'll tell you weight class, but it'll at least tell you rounds, right? So if you're just trying to get like a feel for like three round, five round, all that kind of stuff. Let me see if I can find it here. Okay, let's go to UFC. I'm not sure. So I was trying to find something, but just search the internet, you should be able to find it. Like Action Network, I think is like a good one, should have like some information on it. So, I'm sure there are websites like doing that kind of stuff for you. All right. So speaking about MMA, why don't we jump into an MMA build for tomorrow's slates, right? So if I were building for MMA, right, I would come into the app. I would build as many lineups as you can, right? I'm just going to do 500 here. I typically like to lower minimum salary, right? If you want to go like 45,000, that's fine. 44,000, like whatever you kind of want to do here. I think all of those options are fine. And then it looks like one fight got canceled. All the other fights are projected. Cool. I'm just going to make two small adjustments, two projections. And then I'm going to kick this off, right? So all this is running. Go to my contest tab. Good opportunity to upload your entry file. Maybe you don't have one, right? So you want to come in here and create a custom contest sim. So let's say I'm playing like the Minimax, right? Pretty common contests a lot of our users would be playing. So I got my manual contest sim for the Minimax. And then I'm going to jump back to this build. Looks like lineups are still loading here. And while that happens, going to check office hours. Nope, all good there. All right. So I think if I hard refresh here, it should pop up. All right, cool. Lineups have loaded here. So now what I want to do is, right, is run my sim. And I did do this for a 150 max, right, the mini max. So I'm going to change lineups to 150 here. I can see I have 500 lineups in my pool, building 150, running my sim now. Sim is run, so I'm going to switch. If you uploaded your entry file, you don't have to do anything special. While I set up my aggregate metrics, so average projection, average ROI. I think it's okay to add a couple extra here for a sport like MMA, where you're basically trying to get an optimal. You're trying to be aware of how duplicated your lineups are, right? So if you want to like throw in some salary geo mean just for, you know, so you could see it, right? So you could be aware of what your lineups look like. I think that's fine. So basically ready here to start making some adjustments. And first thing I want to do, right, is I want to be duplication conscious, right? The best way, in my opinion, to do that, or one good way to do it, right, is to set up a geomean custom metric. You could do this if you're on like pro or ultimate. If you're not, you could do a rule prior to building too. So you still have access to use geomean. You just got to set it up as a rule, which would look like this. Geomean no more than X, right? The way to solve X is I'll link a video that walks through it very slowly and kind of breaks it down here. So in our support docs, if we go to geometric, how do ownership product and ownership geometric mean work? I will drop that here in the YouTube chat. So give it a pretty solid breakdown, show you how to use it if you're on starter. But either way, I have it set up as a custom metric here. All I want to do is I could be contest specific. I'm not going to be. The way I typically use it is just to filter out like the highest 10 to 20% of geomean lineups. So the way I do that is by saying show me lineups with geomean less than X. And then I just make up a number to start, right? Say I say 35. Okay, well, like that's actually like a perfect number, right? Because now we have 67 lineups in our trash, which is just over 10% in a 500 lineup pool, right? 10% would be 50. So this is perfect, right? This is like 13-ish% of our lineups go in the trash. And now I'm, you know, avoiding some of those lineups. We can see our average geomean has came down, right? So it actually impacts our top 150 because with the filter off, average geomean is 33.93. With the filter on, average geomean is 31.93. So it comes down 2 points, right? That's basically the reason I kind of want to see the metric, is to see the impact that it has on my lineups. And then I could even, you know, see like, okay, hey, how does it work with salary, right? Well, salary actually didn't change very much, right? So if I wanted to, right, if I wanted to be even more, you know, duplication focused, well, then maybe I could, you know, I don't know if I want to do that exactly. But you could do some type of, you know, salary filtering, or right? So that's another way to do it. You know, I don't really want to just like exclude all of the 49, 9, and 50K lineups, but it is something you could consider, right? Jonathan said, howdy, what is up, Jonathan? But getting back here, right? So we're using geomean. Sometimes, you know, and I just want to be clear, like it is okay to do like a salary filter. It is okay to lower max salary, right? If you're just saying, hey, I don't want to even build any lineups above, you know, 49, 8, or something like that. Like, hey, that's an approach, right? And that is an okay idea. I'm not doing it, but it doesn't mean it's wrong, right? Successful users, successful players do that all the time. So find the one that makes the most sense to you. Okay. So I have the geo mean on. Cool. I have my aggregate metrics. I have my 150. I'm about ready to start like analyzing stuff. And what I would normally do here, right, is kind of come in here and just say like, hey, you know, what do my leverages look like? Both positive and negative. Am I taking really big stands on the slate? There's only like one person I'm taking a big stand on. And it's Angela Hill. What I would probably do here is like, okay, how high owned is she, right? Well, she's like one of the top four highest owned fighters. So my actual leverage is, you know, not even 1.5x, right? Because she's about 49% owned, 69% of my lineups. You know, if she was in 50, 1.5 would be like 75%. So ultimately, it's not like really a huge stand on her, right? So the other good indication for me that this is okay is that her pool exposure is about 55%, which is, you know, about like 7% higher than her ownership. So we like her across all of our lineups, not just the 150 that we're viewing. So this stand is honestly fine with me. It's okay if you don't like that, right? A couple things you could do. Come in and adjust some min uniques, right? Just making this one change from 1 to 2 brought her exposure down to 48%. Our highest positive leverage is now 12% as opposed to like the 20, right? But in from my opinion, the risk and the leverages were okay to me at one unique. If you don't want to do that, right? If you're like, hey, I dropped from 1 to 2 and my ROI goes down 30%, my average projection goes down 10 points, I don't really want to do that. Well, you could take a different approach, right? And maybe just lower her, right? So, okay, maybe instead of 69, I go down to like 65, right? And you just make that one change. And then now her exposure is down to 65, but I've maintained a higher projection and I've maintained a higher ROI, right? So sometimes individual adjustments can be better than using min uniques, especially in a sport where the player pool is so small, right? MMA, how many fights are there? 13 fights. I think one fight got canceled. There's only 24 fighters, right? So, you know, there's six players in a lineup. So there's just a lot less viable combinations. And then reminder that we did only have a pool of 500 to start. We need, you know, 150 lineups. So it's almost like a third, right? Like a 1-to-3 lineup to pool ratio. So that can have an impact as well. But those are the ways I would be thinking about it. I think the individual max exposure adjustment was a better option here. And after that, I'd be ready to rock and roll, right? I like these lineups. I'm happy with them. And I would be ready to save the contest and upload. So that's how I'd be building for MMA if I was building some lineups for tomorrow. All right. Question from Jay. What are the differences in elite and ultimate packages other than the price? Is there a difference in projections or ownership? Good question. So there aren't additional projections or additional ownerships that you get. A couple big things to like highlight the differences. Number one is on ultimate, you can get 5,000 lineups, right? But on elite, you can get 20,000 lineups. So that's one thing. A big thing comes in the you can do two things. You can export all of our contest flashback files for all of the contests that we have in our database for sport, for slate type, for, you know, I think like at least a year going back. And then you can do the same for projections, right? So a lot of people like this who are, you know, using SaberSim and along with like their own tools or outside tools as well, and they're able to effectively like back test contests better, back test projections better. And so the request data export is like a big part of it. We're very, very close here. I don't know if I should have said that or not, but one of the features that came with Elite is the access to custom contest sims, right? So it's allowing users to use their own data, and then basically we run actual play-by-play sims for them. We did say that would be coming out before baseball season, so I don't think it's like so bad that I'm mentioning it, but that's another big feature, right? So I'm not sure if there's like a full feature list for Elite, but those are the big ones, right? So the 20K lineups, the ability to export projections all at once for, you know, year, 2 years, ability to export contest flashback files, and the custom sims are like the highlights, I would say. So for a full feature list and feature breakdown, easiest thing to do is reach out to our support team, support@sabersim.com. We'll be able to walk you through it all and let you know what is all included in Elite. All right, next question. How do you set up your aggregate metrics for pro subscription, and does it matter for each sport? Thanks. Good question. So the way you set them up is going to be the same. The ones you use are going to be, you know, depend on what plan you're on, right? So like for pro, you're not going to have contest sims. So all you do is you wouldn't have the ROI one, right? But like if I was building for MMA like I was today, I would just still use the same ones. So in my opinion, average projection is important. And the reason I think it's important is because, you know, we do the build review show once, twice a week here, you know, for a number of weeks now. And I've noticed that there is typically like in the top sim ROIers, there is typically like a range of projection, you know, like plus or minus like 5 points, whatever. But there typically is like a floor where it's like, hey, you know, if your projection is not between 135 and 140, your projection was 132, this is probably hurting your lineups, right? So understanding how much projection you're sacrificing from your baseline, I think is important, right? Like when we came in here and then, you know, we went from one unique to two, like understanding that average projection went from 414 to 404 is important, right? And it was that data point that allowed me to say, maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I should go back to one and try an individual max exposure change, right? And then that ended up keeping the metrics really close together. So I would use average projection, you know, in like most classic sports, like say you're building for like an NBA main slate or something, I don't really think you need other ones like salary, like geomean. SaberScore doesn't do like a ton for me either, but this is what I would like primarily be using. Good question though. And then, does it matter by sport? Well, that's an interesting question. Sometimes it will, right? Like I think it's okay to sacrifice more projection in a sport like hockey than a sport like NBA. Right. And again, like I learned that doing NHL reviews, average, like sim average score, which is the average projection of the lineups, doesn't seem to be like as big of a factor in NHL contest flashback as opposed to NBA contest flashback. So it can definitely vary the importance of the metrics you're viewing, but I still think it's like a pretty solid like baseline like go-to here. So that's what I would recommend on the pro plan. All right. Looking here, looks like we're caught up in the Office Hours channel and we're caught up in the YouTube chat. We just knocked out a Slate demo for MMA. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back in about 40 minutes for the build review show. So I will see you all about 5 p.m. Eastern. So appreciate you tuning in. Until then, take care. Thanks. Bye.